This is Diane Roberts, here with new writing from FSU. Now MFA candidate Sakina Hoffler, with a piece called After the Newark Riots, July 19th, 1967.
This was the closest CJ will ever get to seeing a war zone. The pow-pow of bullets had ceased, but bullet holes riddled everything, from car husk to shot windows to garbage cans. The smoke had cleared, but the air remained heavy, acrid. All of the stores were gone. Jew stores, Italian stores, even the stores that had Soul Brothers signs pasted on their windows hadn't been exempt from the rage that had ripped through the city. He paused in front of Mandy's dress shop. A white man and a cop stood out front talking. CJ couldn't hear them, but the white man gestured to a woman who could have been the owner's wife or perhaps the owner herself. A half dozen mannequins were strewn in front of the store, some headless, some limbless. All had been stripped of their attire. The woman knelt on the debris and sobbed. When CJ looked back at the men, they had stopped talking and were staring at him. He hurried along. Next to the level Frank's shoes, Reliable Auto and Tools stood oasis-like. The windows were still intact. The oil filters still set upright on the shelf, as well as the bottles of antifreeze. "Mr. Mandelbaum," CJ called out. The short man ran from the stockroom and hugged him. "It's good to see you." "It's good to see you also, sir." "I was worried about you," Mr. Mandelbaum said. "The news said a lot of people were killed." They stared out the window at the wreckage. Neither mentioned how Reliable Auto and Tools was the only store in the block that had not been touched. "They say a Negro snipers did this, but I know what I saw." Mr. Mandelbaum shook his head. "Those troopers were shooting up people, at people. I hear they killed Ann's brother. And another kid that was just taking out the garbage. Sniper wipe a Pied Piper. Someone was killing, but it wasn't your people." "I know." "Go home," Mr. Mandelbaum said. "I'm giving you a paid weekend. You can come back sometime next week when you're up to it." "Yes, sir." CJ felt like he should say something else, but what could he say? Outside, the sun seemed to understand its role and continued to shine.